All right. Well,
are you ever sucked hot sauce off of titties?
I have not sucked hot sauce off of titties. So off the bat. Like, hold on. That's... I was like, nah, I've never... Yo, what kind of... What kind of life do you live? You're like, nah, boobs ain't enough. I need Taco Bell hot sauce.
Is that ready?
You ready? All right, we live, baby.
What's good? It's good.
What's up? Welcome, Useful Nonsense, Useful Fades. I don't know what we're calling this. I don't know where this is going. we're still trying to figure this shit out.
It's all good. We're just going to figure out as we go.
Yes, sir.
Man. Okay.
Start it up, baby.
I don't know where to start this because I have a lot on my mind, but I will say. Well, first, let me ask you this. How was barber school today on Sunday? How'd that go?
Bro, barber school was cool, man. On Sundays, it's real chill. Nobody really shows up. Usually, the instructor's kids will come in. So, I'll just be cutting them. Like, the little one, we did, like, a conditioning on him. And then, like, you know, got everything out, picked his hair out. And then, it was really cool because I've never done that before. Like, were you conditioning somebody's hair?
Okay.
Like, letting that conditioner sit. And then, washing it all out, drying everything. And then, going in and, you know, like, taking everything down in terms of, like, the length and... shaping everything up, and so it was really cool. And then adding like the curler thing,
yeah,
the little foam.
Oh yeah, the curl cream.
Yes, that, whatever that is. What he said, the curl cream, and then using the little mosquito thing.
Oh yeah, for like the
curls.
Yeah. There's a name for that.
I don't know what it is. But I'm just calling it the mosquito thing because it looks like a little mosquito swatter to me.
No kidding.
You
learned a new process today. That's pretty cool. I've actually never done that before. Like in my years, I've never done like a full out, like, especially with the curling cream falling up and stuff like that. Basically, you set the waves down with that.
Yeah, right? But I mean, he had very long hair, so he had a lot of bulk on top. So I went down with like a five clothes against the grain to take it down. Yeah, against the grain, and he still had a solid amount of bulk left to where we could curl it up, give him a little taper. You know, he's like 8 years old, so he's, you know, moving around the whole time, and trying to get him to stand still. And
No kidding.
But yeah, no, dude, that was it. And then just been chilling mostly. The barber school was just on Sundays is slow, man. But hopefully, I mean, and then I start volunteering this Tuesday at the recovery center and giving cuts over there for free and stuff like that. So that's what I'm really excited for.
Yeah.
This coming week, that's going to be a really exciting Tuesday.
How long does that usually go for? Like, how much like time-wise is that run?
Man, honestly, I just told him whatever time, so probably like 4 or 5 hours a day, 3 days out of the week, Tuesdays to Thursdays, because those are the days where I don't have school in terms of like in-school stuff. So it's just like it just makes more sense for me to do that.
Plus, it's,
you know, it's community service, and I get to get more reps in like that too because there's patients over there almost every day.
Oh, okay.
Right? And if they want to do any community events and stuff like that, so I'm trying to line that up, do community events, and just get my name out there more. Like, people that work there, offer them house calls, stuff like that. So just really just using that opportunity to network with people and build those relationships in the community. So that way, if I decide to stay in the Clear Lake League City community, I have people that'll know who I am, know my work, and be able to build that clientele up going into either a booth rent situation or even a commission situation, right? So it just depends really.
There's a lot of opportunity that can come from that. No, it's cool that you're on top of shit like that. Because, man, I did the most, of course, but like, I don't know. Like, I think I told you this before, but like the whole like route where you're giving back and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. In the beginning year of like, you know, you doing this instead of just, you know, honing in on getting better at your skill, but you're also like giving back to the community. So like that's really cool to see you do that, man. But so how many times is this like a thing they want you to do every week, or is this just like a monthly thing?
No, so I told them I'll come in every week, three days a week, and then they told me they'll give me like a little stipend or whatever to, you know, just cover like material costs and stuff like that. But it won't be like anything to where like I have to pay taxes on or anything like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just gonna be like maybe like $50 or so here and there, just to kind of you know, here. As like a little bit of money here.
That's cool.
And I also told him, I was like, hey, I'll help out with other stuff too. I don't just have to just cut hair.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't have to be the only thing that I do. I want to be able to do other things and be more involved with it as well. Because my girl is kind of going into that psychiatry field anyways.
Yeah.
So it's going to help me understand that field a little bit better. And then who knows, that might open up opportunities for her.
Yeah.
right? For with her, but what she wants to do with all that stuff. So it's like, and it's cool because that's what's getting me like really into that volunteering stuff is my girl.
Yeah,
because she's all about helping people.
And that's really cool that she like, she's kind of in sort of what she does every day, right? When I watch how she carries herself. She also sees you doing that same thing and something that you're like beginning your venture into. Uh-huh. Like, it just sounds a little supportive too. Like,
oh, dude, hella.
Speak on that.
Well, hella, bro.
How's that?
Bro, it's amazing. Like, being in a situation where you have somebody that's. She came into my life when I was losing my job, starting a new career, and I'm broke as fuck.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, no for her shit. To come into my life at that moment in my life and help me understand, like, giving back to people and stuff. Like, I've always wanted to help and do things like that. Like, even when I wanted to do stand-up comedy and stuff like that, my main purpose was I want to do something that's ethical.
That's new, man, because, like, usually, like, you start, when you're getting a relationship, you know, you have a little bit of money in your pocket because you've been single for so long. But, well, you started the relationship broke, and she's still like, let's go forward with this.
Yeah,
and,
bro.
Like, help you develop. 100%. And I develop. Like,
100%.
I mean, relationships drive people broke every day, right?
Yeah, like, yeah. And don't get me wrong. Like, bro, I be spending money on, you know, things we want to do.
It's a lot of little things, too. It's never, like, big things, right? It's a lot of little things that just kind of add up over time. Yeah. Like, man, eating, going out, doing, like little stops here and there.
Bro, the best thing is that she lives...
I'm dead. You were like, that distance is helping me keep that leg. I appreciate your honesty, though. You're like, you didn't hold back at all. You're like, it's a cool thing she lives in. It's a good thing she lives far the fuck away
hey,
from
bro,
me.
Look, like, hey, look, I get to see her once a month. I'm good, bro. Once a month, we good.
Yeah.
I ain't got to do much. You know what I'm saying? Just bring some flowers. Like, bro, like, the bar is low, man.
No. Yeah, man.
Fellas, don't run away from long-distance relationships. They're actually a blessing.
Oh, fuck. Shit. Are they, though? No, man. Okay, so, like, well, man, how does this... On a trip basis, like, do y'all plan that out, like, every 2 weeks? Or, like,
just
kind of as y'all go, y'all figure it out?
It's a little bit of both, right? We we have specific time, like, in a certain day.
Because I can only imagine how that, like, you have to set aside time from, like, you know, from you giving back, from you mm-hmm. doing your thing with that, getting your hours in and learning the craft, mm-hmm. right? How's all that going right now? Like,
it's
have you figured out a system, like, so far?
Or? We are working on that. Like, so, right now... it's once a month. We'll set a specific weekend aside, and then I'll either go out to go see her, or we'll go meet up in Austin, or she'll come out to Houston, and, you know, we'll spend that whole weekend together. We'll mm-hmm. do activities, we'll have fun and stuff like that. And on a daily basis, what we do is we have a time between 10 o'clock and by one o'clock at night where mm-hmm. we will be. That's our time. We're FaceTiming. We designated that time together. You know, and then another thing that I'm trying to work on in that with long distance is like, hey, just because we're long distance, I mean, we can't still do dates.
It's true.
You know what I mean? Mm. Like, you get dressed up, I get dressed up, we get takeout, you know, we do a FaceTime date like that.
Yeah.
Or let's read a book together and talk about the book. Let's watch movies that we want to watch and, you know, like talk about those. So just that way you have something to talk about, something to really like that brings you closer. Even though you guys are like 3-4 hours away.
Yeah.
Right.
No shit.
And, you know, she has her thing that she wants to do with, you know, with that field that she wants to go into. So she's always working. And one of my goals that I'm trying to do is, I want to be able to get her to either move here or we move somewhere, you know, in Austin or something like that.
You're still figuring that out. Like,
Yeah, cool, for sure. But
that's cool. Y'all got a plan.
I want to get to in barbering to where I'm making enough money to where she can just stay home and just go to school.
Good shit.
Way she can focus on that, get that shit out of the way, and because she wants to get her doctorate.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? So that's a lot of schooling. That needs a lot of focus. So if she's worried about working full-time and going to school full-time, that's a lot on her plate.
That's a lot.
If I can help.
Doctorate, bro?
Bro, yes.
Dang.
Hey, yes.
Good congrats to her, you know, whenever she's achieving that.
And she wants to help people, man. Like, her main purpose, she tells me, like, my purpose is to help people.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's, as long as you know what your purpose is, to me, that's everything.
That's good shit, man.
To me, that's everything.
Like, that's commendable, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. And, you know, she's a very strong woman, too. So it's like learning to be with a strong woman is also another thing.
Yeah, I think the most important thing is, like, y'all supporting each other. Because, mm-hmm. like, you know, you're not at like the, you're just at the beginning stages of your career, right? And like, these are your grind years. This is gonna be rough if it isn't already, right?
Yeah.
And to have someone like so sturdy there for you, that's pretty important. That's a commendable thing, and congrats to you on that, man. Because not many people get that. I mean, shit, there's a lot of single barbers watching this right now, probably just kind of like, what you mean support? What's that?
Yeah.
No, but no, that's a real thing though, because like, you know, from the outside looking in, people would just assume like, barbers, do they even make that much money? Like,
Bro, in my community,
dude, you know what I mean?
Bro, when I tell people in my community, like, and what I mean by my community, like Pakistani Indian people, right, that I'm a barber or I'm going to, you know, I'm becoming a barber, they're like, oh, barbers don't make a lot. Because the first thing they're going to do is they're going to Google that shit. Yeah. How much do barbers make? And it's like, Google will tell you $35,000, $40,000 a year. They're like, oh, that's not a livable thing. But you don't understand like the back end shit. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like you really don't understand what really goes into barbering in terms of money. Because about 5 years ago, bro, haircuts was $20.
This is true.
Now your average haircut price is $35.
This is true.
That's like a 70%, 75%.
It's to the point where great clips and like supercuts are up past the 20s as well. And
which is crazy because they were like at the $8, $9 mark.
Yeah, they were low. You know what I mean? They were never up here, you know?
No. So it's like, and that's good because it's raising the whole industry. So like whenever some place like New York or LA or something like that, where they raise their prices and like cuts get expensive over there, it's like it's a trickle effect for everybody. And it's like, you know, like the saying, rising tides raises all boats.
Yeah, I got you.
Right? It's that mentality with barbering, in my opinion, as well. And I think now that we kind of were mentioning off air that barbers are kind of getting into more of that stylist realm, I think that's going to raise the price even more.
Oh, yeah.
In terms
barbers
of,
are learning shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't just know the minimal, like, fade, buzz the top, and then send them home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's well, there's a lot more that goes into styling. Styling takes you to a new level. I'm still doing my best to hone that skill. That's a whole new skill set right there, but all doable, right? All do it in time.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you? Have you gotten into styling yourself?
Not much, man. School? Just very little.
I got you.
Just from watching videos.
Mm.
Just from watching videos. But nah, that mean in school you're really just learning like the fading system.
Gotcha.
You're learning more about the book stuff. And kind of speaking of that, right? The first thing before we get into that, how was your day, man? What'd you get into doing today,
bro?
You had a crazy day today. You were telling
me. Yeah, man. I was for the first 3 hours of my day, I was just doing color. And like, man, oh man, that was fun though. That was real fun, but fuck, it was a process. I was coloring, I was bleaching really, really thick black Hispanic hair. And I started with, okay, so like the color, the developers that mix with bleach and stuff like that, it started like 0, 10, 20, 40. And the higher the number, the more stronger the formula is.
Are you talking about the pH levels?
Yeah, and sort of. And really those number levels are just basically determining how stronger the developer is and like breaking that dark pigment in your hair.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you're using like demi-permanent hair?
Yeah, after I bleached it. Bleaching, it's the first process. The second process is inserting the color.
Gotcha.
But that first process of just breaking the hair was tough. I started out at a 20 and that was very low. Holy shit.
Really?
We were there for like about 45 minutes and that shit was barely tinted. So I rinsed them out in the sink, towel dried them again, and I inserted some like 30. I used a 30 developer the next round and finally got it to where I wanted it. God, it was so annoying. I wish I had a heater. I need to just invest in this shit. Like this is what barbers are bad at. We don't fully invest in the things that we're playing around with. And so, that heater is a game changer though. It speeds up the whole process. They're on top of having a cap on their head.
Yeah,
they're bleaching.
The heater is that the dome thing.
You can get the dome, or you have like there's little portable ones, which I'm thinking of getting. You can like plug it into the wall, and then it's just you set it on their shoulder, and then you put a little like it looks like a shower caddy sort of thing. But it puts heat in there and stuff like that, and it's mobile. That's the cool thing about it. Versus having this big stationary thing that you got to roll around and shit.
Yeah.
So that was cool. Got him that. And we inserted the color lilac. I should be uploading that at some point. It's not the best shade of lilac that I really like.
Is what?
It's like
for the dummies out there like me.
Man. Best way to describe lilac. It's a slight. I mean, it's just a real pretty version of pink, really.
Okay.
Just another real.
It's really bright.
Pink. No. It was a little.
It's a softer little, tone.
A little softer.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I see it. So that was pretty cool. And then the rest of the day was just cutting. Went on lunch with Anthony, and then came back and finished up with like my last three cuts. And that was it, man. That day flew by fast. I've been up since like 8 a.m.
So how is it like, man, when you have a packed day, right? How do you structure like time to be able to go and take your break? Is that something now that you're getting into your own field, like not field, into your own studio space, right? How do you schedule that? Do you block off a certain time, or it's like, hey, I don't have clients between this and this time. Let me go grab something to eat real quick.
Yeah, I don't ever want to set the lunch break too late. Like anything after 2 or 3 mm-hmm. is usually where I want to stay away from, because usually that's time to get people in and stuff like that, because that's usually when people want to come in. So like, and then lunch hour, noon or 1 is like usually where I always keep my 30 minute or 40 minute like little break that I put in. That's kind of, and then just work my schedule around that, and I try and set that every day. And then, of course, just staying on time and then having clients show up on time, hopefully.
Hey, that's another thing that I'm learning, man, that I'm having a hard time with is clients, like, telling you they're going to come through and then last minute hit you with the, I can't make it. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, I'm still in school, so it's like it's not hurting my pockets or nothing like that. But how do you deal with that? Like, what's your process on?
Oh, man.
Like, what's your, I used you to set an expectations with it? What do you do? What's that conversation like? For a barber to have with a client, like, hey, if you cancel, this is your time that you can cancel. After this, you're gonna have to pay for the cut, or you're gonna have to do a deposit. What's that like?
Man, let me just.
Oh, cracking that twisted tea.
Cause goddamn, man, I used to be really nice in the beginning.
Really,
I used to. Hold on, for ASMR purposes. Man, I used to be real nice, and I would just be like, oh, it's cool. They would, the least I would ask, like, yo, shoot me a text if you're running late, message on Instagram, da 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 da. And bro, they'd be there. It all started with like, oh dude, I think I'm gonna be about like 8 minutes late. I'm gonna be like 12 minutes late. And it always just got more late. It got to the point where some of my clients were showing up more than half of the appointment late.
And
when you get to a point where you start stacking, sorry, you're hitting the damn mic.
How you good?
When you start stacking clients where it's just like 1:30, you know, 2:30, you don't have any room for any of that bullshit. So like,
yeah, especially when you're doing 30 minute cuts.
Yeah, but in the beginning phases, like when I started like really rolling people in and really, at the beginning, you kind of have to take that shit, but like over time, you know, you have to talk to them and say, hey, yo, so I don't mind giving you a fade, but also I need all 30 of those minutes that you booked to give you this fade. And you don't want me to give you a fade in 8 minutes, so.
Because you can. Because you're clearly capable of giving an 8 minute fade to somebody. It's not going to be the fade that they like.
8 minutes to give you a favor. Hey, bro, you know, my life's just so crazy, bro. Freaking, I got stuck at the light. Bro, everyone gets the same 24 hours. It's not my fault you lack the to keep up with your day-to-day. It's not my problem. Like, it doesn't constitute an emergency on my behalf when your failure to plan. You know what I mean? Figure it out. Damn, because, bro.
Say it again for the people in the back. Say it again for the people in the back.
Your failure to plan does not constitute an emergency on my behalf. 8 minutes? Boy, no. No. I can give you a haircut in 8 minutes. I'll give you edge up. I'll give you edge up and the extra spicy, like, cat piss, like, alcohol aftershave that I hate that they give me for free samples at the shows. That's what you're getting. It's going to be $12. But I don't have, oh, you know, just like, you know what I mean? Maybe knock a little bit off the side. No. If I had 30 minutes, it'd be a different story.
Yeah.
But I have 8 minutes now. And you just wasted 3 of these minutes having me explain this to you. So now we got 5.
You might as well not even sit in the fucking chair. By the time I put the neck cape on, and then the next year,
you're just like, dress them. All right, bro. You take a shear,
just cut off one section of the hair. You're done, buddy. Have a good day.
All right, man. That's gonna be $38. The $8 is for an inconvenience fee.
Hey, that's actually a very smart thing. I think barbers moving forward will probably start adding on as an inconvenience fee.
Yeah, I think like a lay fee. Lay fees are really, if you get to that point, because also like I don't like to create too much crazy like anal rules, but I know at some point I'm gonna have to, so that people don't take advantage of that. I've got my clients are really good about showing up on time now these days, compared to where they were years ago, about a year and a half ago. But man, I don't want to be the guy that has over too many rules, because then it seems like. Like, you know, like, it's a goddamn military school, but also, like, this is my money, right? This is how 100%. I make my living. This is how I put food on the table, and well, how any other barber watching this is putting food on the table.
Well, just like anything, right? If you're late to a DMV appointment, and you come up, you know, 15 minutes past your appointment, you need a new appointment.
Yeah, exactly. And so, like, the thing is, like, we don't get paid hourly, bro.
Facts.
So I don't know where your head's at with showing up 22 minutes late to your 30-minute skin fade appointment. You know what I mean? Dude. You know, and then just looking at me like, yo, you got me? Like, no, you don't even got you. You can't even show up for yourself. This was for you. This appointment was for you, not for me. You know, it's only a business deal that we have that I'm going to take care of this and then you'll take care of the service, but... Anyways, yeah, I can go on all day about this.
No, but it's true though. Mm. It's facts, man. Because a lot of people, they don't understand that we don't do this shit for fun. You know what I'm saying?
We're not. I do have fun though. Sometimes.
I mean, we have fun with what we do.
Way too much fun sometimes.
Yeah. No. I mean,
I love getting a new client in my chair, and they'll be like, they'll ask you like the same the nervous the nervous new client question. How long you been cutting hair for? I always say some shit like, oh, you know, this is like my third week. You see those YouTube videos? You know what I mean? Because I have YouTube videos at my station playing. So I'll put them up. I'm like, oh, today we're going to troll people today. So I have haircut videos.
Dude, I love it.
Like, oh, dude, it's my third week today. So like, what is it you want again? I hope it's nothing too complicated, you know? And just like give them anxiety a little bit.
That's fucking hilarious. That is actually pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, man. You gotta have fun with it every now and then. So that way it's not so robotic, right?
Yeah. Now that's another thing, man, that a lot of people kind of get into the thing of where they're, it's kind of like a a robotic thing, where it's just the same, you know, what they're doing every single day. They go in, they do the three or four same type of cuts, and that's it. And they don't have any fun with it, and they kind of hit that plateau and they burn out and they leave.
Yeah,
they leave the industry.
A lot of that comes from just overworking yourself too.
Mm-hmm.
I know quite a few barbers that just. Fucking work like 5-6 days a week and they're just booked out, and it's like you got one day to just breathe and probably do laundry,
but that's not even enough because you want to sleep in on that day.
Yeah.
And you want to do all the other stuff that you want to do.
You know what I mean?
It's not enough.
You know, we're in an industry where like you don't get health insurance. Most shops, you don't get any kind of, you know, even those benefits. You don't get sick time and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And we don't get paid hourly. You know, no, so this isn't a salary gig. I mean, there are salary gigs out there.
Yeah,
but like,
but then you don't have that freedom of your time.
Yeah, exactly, and we spoke about that in the previous podcast. There's a little less freedom, but you know, so with that, like, you just kind of have to mitigate like. What you're doing with yourself and carry yourself better. And overall, just look out for yourself as a barber. Don't overwork yourself unless absolutely, you know, quote unquote necessary. But
so how do you do that? What's your process of doing that to where you give yourself enough time to be able to recover
and take
care of your mental health?
It really depends, man. Cause sometimes like I'll just go hard for 3 weeks and I'll try and just work. I'll try and cut 6-ish days and I'll do that for about like three weeks. And then I'll dial it back. Then like that fourth week and I'll be like, all right, we're going to just work 5 days or maybe 4 days this week, a little bit here, a little bit over here.
Yeah.
And just utilize those days in between, you know what I mean? Just to kind of like recoup and just recharge. Cause you know, as a barber, like, you know, you have so much dumped on you, like, by your client, you know what I mean? And, you know, whatever else you got going on, it kind of just, you know, it weighs you down a little bit throughout.
Yeah, so you're the therapist.
You really are in a lot of ways, even when they're not. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of ways that it can be a little draining to constantly just be taking in and talking to people and, you know, all of whatever it is they're about to dump on you or whatever it is. Man, starts to add up.
It does, man. And it's like, do you, like, for you at least, you've been in the industry longer than me. I'm fresh. I mean, I'm still in school, right? And so how do you have somebody like you go to, like, do you do therapy to kind of decompress and to be able to like take some stuff off of your plate? How do you handle all that? What's your process of?
I journal a little bit here and there, just kind of journaling like where my thought process are. I actually do that at least twice, very minimum twice a week.
Okay.
And then I try and gym as much as I can. Gymming in the morning is like my goal, is to try at least gym 3 or 4 times a week in the morning to just run, right? Mm-hmm. Just get my day started and just run, because, man, running those 2 miles, you know what I mean, for like 20, 30 minutes in your treadmill can really just change your whole day. And if anything, the whole week, and, you know, and how that's going to stack and care, you know, affect you going forward. So that's kind of where I'm in at. The thing I've been focused on more, it's just a little off topic, but it's a little on topic. Because I was talking about this with Anthony, the insoles in your shoes.
Oh, bro. I thought you were talking about incels. Like,
no.
There's just like Andrew Tate guys just like, yo, what?
Okay.
I want a Bugatti.
A Bugatti. Okay, what? No. The insoles that you have in your shoes, like those, like the Dr. Scholl's and stuff like that. Bro, I need to buy some of those, because mine are like, they're like paper thin now. They used to be thick and they were great. But, man, because, you know, we're on our feet all the time, right?
All day. New Balances.
There's almost no perfect shoe, though, sometimes. It's like you have to combine a good shoe, let's say a New Balance, to say, and then a good insole.
Yeah.
And then you'll be set for the year, hopefully, if you don't overwork yourself and then wear that sole and everything else about that shoe down.
My favorite shoe right now that I've, like, for when I'm in the barbershop or if I'm at school, if I'm doing house calls, is my New Balance 547s.
Okay.
Well, 574, sorry, not five, dyslexia, excuse me.
You're good.
The 574s, bro, they're, and I got monkey wide feet, you know?
Oh, I got you, that arch, the little monkey arch.
Yeah, no,
arch.
But like my fucking toe box is wide as fuck, like my toe box
pain.
Is
a, oh, damn. Yeah, dude, so you can't wear those like cocaine shoes.
I can't wear, no, I cannot wear
narrow. Because your feet spread
out. Yep.
Damn.
Yeah, I need my fucking, my toes to be able to do,
pain,
you know.
Bro, I forget about
that.
You know, another thing I've been learning the hard way is just like, and I was wearing it the other day. I didn't wear it today. Fucking back brace every now and then. Because sometimes, like, I'll just get in this shrimpy, like this shrimpy posture.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and then before you know it, like, by the end of my day, I'm just like, it hurts to sit up straight. Because I'm like, fuck, I was shrimping all fucking day today. God damn.
Dude, I want to get into doing hot yoga. Like, consistently doing hot yoga.
What does that consist of? Like, what are you doing hot yoga?
Well, it's a room that's, like, about 85 to 95 degrees.
It's like a sauna almost.
Yeah, but like a very mild sauna. Not like, because saunas are going to be anywhere from like 160 to 180 if it's all like on the higher end. Fucking cat.
No, she's sticking her paw. She's sticking her paw through the door. She's like, let me in. I got something to say.
Yeah.
And fuck, I mean, this dude.
No, and in saunas actually have a lot of benefits too, man. Like, they help release a lot of heat shock proteins, natural HGH, reduces inflammation, deals with stress, all those things. And, you know, like I was reading the study. They were talking about if you're doing saunas at anywhere from 170 to 185 degrees 4 times a week for 20, 30 minutes, it reduces your likelihood of dying from, like, you know, like heart disease and all these other things by like 45%, 40 to 50%. Crazy amount of number, like something like that high. That it's like, yeah, it's like, wow, dude. So like, and I mean, you think about it, like you're sweating so much that Your heart rate's probably going to be at maybe like 120, 130 BPMs, right? So you're kind of getting into that fat burning zone. You're burning out toxins in your body that you've probably been, like, because we deal with, I mean, you probably deal with a lot more chemicals than I will, especially because you're getting into that phase where you're dealing with colors and these different things. So you're inhaling a lot of these things too. So to be able to kind of sweat all that stuff out of your, get it out of your bloodstream, is probably very, very beneficial. So, and hot yoga is like a very mild thing in terms of the heat goes. But when you're actually getting in there and moving and stuff like that, man, dude, I did a hot yoga class at Black Swan, And I sweated more in that class than I've in anything that I've ever done physically.
I'd probably faint. I would faint so fast.
Hey, you got a thing with fainting, bro. You got a thing with fainting. Yeah, skydiving, I'm a faint.
Yeah, no, it's 100%. When my body doesn't know what to do, it's like, all right, nah, sleep. Fucking just shut down. You know what I mean? Every time. So, yeah, no, that sounds... I've stretched a few times, you know what I mean? And
a few times a year?
Yeah, a few times a year. And then I get hella tired afterwards. I'm like, nah, it's time to sleep now.
So, dude, hey, yoga. Stretching before bed... Like, just doing, like, 30-minute stretching routine. Where you're just doing, like, light stretches. Nothing intense, you know what I mean? You're not going in and doing, like, super deep stretches, but, like, a little bit of mobility along with just, like, basic stretching. Like, you know, like, the shit that we did in elementary school?
Yeah.
Just doing stuff like that before bed, man. Oh, dude, it's revolutionary. You sleep like a baby.
I'm thinking about, like, damn, I was probably in the best shape of my life when I was in elementary school. I was like, still, what? Bro. Your boy was doing yoga the whole time. Didn't even realize it. Was it the butterfly stretches where you would stretch the inside of your legs?
Yeah,
and stuff,
where you sit like with
and you put like your hand behind your leg. Whatever,
oh, yeah,
the fuck.
Bro, just, oh, bro. Yeah, oh, dude. You know what my favorite one was? This one right here.
Oh, I do that sometimes. Whenever,
oh, dude,
like,
that one's like the best
if
one.
My shit's ever fucked up from just like bad posture. I'm just like, damn. Oh, yeah, let's dude. Do this. You know?
Dude, I just be in there. I just be outside. Just,
Fucking.
Hit him with a couple of the strokes.
not the strokes. Not the strokes. Hell yeah.
You gotta get the little, you know, you gotta get the lumbar movement. You know what I'm saying? Like the cat cows, if you want to do it, yeah, bro. It's all part of the game.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's better than laying on a heating pad at night. I did that a few times.
Dude, I sleep on a floor. That's fucking amazing. Yo, the reason I
forget
started
doing I forget you're just built different when it comes to your sleep. You said it. You told me that the first podcast.
Yeah, bro. But the thing is, I asked myself, the reason I started doing that is I asked myself, did I do enough to deserve to sleep on a bed today?
God damn.
I know it's psychotic.
It's a little crazy.
I know it's a little fucking
that's
weird.
A little crazy. Like, I sometimes have that voice, but I have more voices that are like, man, fuck that guy. And the other voice is like, yeah, nah, we're sleeping on the bed. Fuck, throw him out of your head. You know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Nah, bro.
So then I sleep on the bed afterwards.
Dude, but it's like an accountability thing for me, man. It holds me a little bit more accountable to myself. And it really makes me question myself. Like, did I give every ounce of shit that I had to give today?
Okay.
And most of the answer is fucking no.
That's that brutal. Most of the day sometimes you need that brutal honesty, though. You know,
yeah.
I mean? Especially when you're in this industry, I think you're starting to get a better idea of what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, you're just like, nah, I ain't trying to be one of them like lazy ass spoiled barbers that just, here's a day of doing half-assing your life. Let's go get some fucking Whataburger. Nah,
fuck that. I did have Taco Bell today, though. I ain't gonna lie to you. Dang.
You eat Taco Bell?
Hey, dude, listen, man. I used
damn.
To eat Taco Bell.
What
bro.
Did your stomach do to you to deserve
hey,
that?
Dude, my stomach.
You were like, nah, Leslie. You're like, let's purge
sauce?
This. Let's purge this ass of mine.
Oh,
and
dude.
It just like ate the worst kind of food.
Oh, dude. It's the worst, dude. Taco Bell is
does
like
it
the
burn?
Worst. Oh, dude, yeah.
Did it burn? It did
oh,
burn.
Yeah,
it
burn.
It always burns.
Always
it always burns me, and I don't get spicy food sometimes.
Bro,
so
I always
like,
get the fire sauce. They have the best tasting hot sauce.
It is a good tasting hot sauce.
I don't know
no,
what
I'll
they put in
some.
That hot sauce, bro.
I'm going to give it some. Taco Bell, you got good.
Taco Bell
got
the
good
best
sauce.
Hot sauce.
You got good hot sauce.
They have the best hot the fire hot sauce. Chef's kiss.
It's pretty good. Yeah,
chef's
no,
kiss.
Good.
Chef's kiss.
All right. Well, are
you ever
sucked
hot sauce off of titties?
I have not sucked hot sauce off of titties. So off the bat. Wait, hold on. That's... I was like, nah, I've never. Yo, what kind of, what kind of life do you live? You're like, nah, boobs ain't enough. I need Taco Bell hot sauce on this shit. Not only am I going to fuck up her guts, I'm about to fuck up my guts right now. it's just the flappiest shit ever. Like, it's just waterfalls at that point. Just a spicy waterfall.
He's talking about some titties. Like, it's missing something. Pulls out a bottle of Cholula.
You're like, you want the flavor. Hold on. Pulls out this Midwestern hot sauce. What the fuck?
Bro, I was messing. You ever, like, what's the oldest kind of off track? We're off topic now. That went the nonsense part of this podcast.
No, like, the barbers were just like, wait, hold. Whoa. Have I ever put hot sauce on titties? And what am I missing out on? They're just like, they're like student barbers that are just like, hold on. That's it, Mom. I got the answer. We gotta go to talk. We gotta go talk about right now, Mom. No.
Oh my God.
Don't do that. Don't go to talk. Don't give them that clout. We didn't.
It's always always the older women that be into shit like that, dude.
Really?
Yes. Yes. They want to incorporate food into
I'm
it.
I'm scared of old
and women. And I'm a fat... Nah, dude. Yay, nah, bro.
Even the way he said it.
Nah.
Nah, what is that? He's a deviant. Hey. Nuh-uh. Bro. He's a fucking menace to society.
I'm going to tell you like this.
Hide your mom.
Hey, dude. I'll be your stepdad.
Bah. Yeah. You know, sometimes...
You ever have a client that you just been like, bro, if you don't shut the fuck up, I will pipe
that's
them
what I was that. Just about to say. I was like, do I say that or do I not say it?
You gotta say it, bro. Every now and then you gotta just throw it out there, be like, yeah, your mama's hot.
you're just like let's break all relations with our clients. You're like, we're gonna cross that line today. Nah, man. Okay.
How you gauge your clients to be like? Because you have a very dark sense of humor at times. I mean, at least with me, you do.
Yeah.
You know, because you know my sense of humor is very dark. So how do you gauge that? Like to be like you get you know like I you sprinkle a little bit of dark humor in there and see how they react or how do you do it?
I just ask what kind of like. I gotta get to know, like, what do you do, like, with your day, right? Like, what kind of shows do you watch? What kind of music are you into? A lot of that's kind of, to an extent, kind of telling of, like, what I can get away with. And I'll just, like, mildly mention, oh, yeah, I was watching South Park the other day, da-da-da-da-da. You know, those are, like, that's, like, the one show that just doesn't get canceled with the fucked up shit they say. And if they, like, correlate those shows, like, oh, fuck yeah, I fuck with South Park. I'm like... This is one of my people. I can say all the fucked up shit today. Let's go, baby. You know, but if they say, oh, yeah, you know, my kid used to watch that. Not really a fan of that. Then I'll just be like, okay, now I know. That's where if they fucked with South Park, then I can probably get away with saying some fucked up shit. Hey, and then dude, I play with that as I'm going forward.
Bro, older clients are the funniest. Like,
no, I'm talking like, yeah, when it comes to older clients, like, okay, so I'm talking like 70 to like older, they don't give a fuck. It's like, so funny.
Bro, I want to know. I want to get like so Vietnam funny. Veterans in my chair. And talk to them like, so did you raid villages?
No shit.
Talk to me about that.
Man, okay, I got an older client that comes to me for head shaves, right? Coolest guy ever, Mr. Bill.
You gonna name drop him?
Yeah, Mr. Bill. I'm not gonna give away his last name. Mr. Bill, that's what we call him. I don't know if it's his actual name, though, but that's what I call him. And he's gotta be like at least like 72, 73. Anyways, there's this DoorDasher who's always, I think you've seen her a few times at the shopping center there.
Mm-hmm.
She's just like this short Hispanic girl, huge ass. Anyways, he calls her Nicki Minaj. And like,
he calls her Nicki Minaj?
Nicki Minaj. And he's like, but he'll say it like that. But he's an old dude, so he'll just say that. He's like, oh, it's that Nicki Minaj chick out there doing the DoorDashes today. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And I look out and it's the big booty girl that's always walking around the shopping center. And so anytime like we're just out, because whenever I cut his hair and stuff, I finish fast, and like we go outside and we'll just talk about like the day or whatever, and she'll just be walking around with a DoorDash from Mod or Jersey Mike's, and he'll just stop what he's saying and he'll just do this.
Hey, that's one thing I love about barbershops.
There's almost no words,
no words whatsoever. It's just
dude, don't matter how old you get, I guess. So you just like fucking.
Oh yeah, bro. You see a fat ass walk by, you gonna look.
That's just how it is. Hey, it is.
It's like.
Okay, one question I've been meaning to ask you though about the school. Tell me, fuck. You don't have to name names, but give me the most fucked up day you've had at school. And even if it's not you, if you witness someone else having the most fucked up day or haircut or whatever, just the reaction of an unhappy client or something. Have you witnessed that day yet?
Nah, we haven't, man. Unfortunately, we haven't. I mean, well, fortunately, we haven't had anybody that's been like, that's just came in and just gotten fucked. You know what I mean? Because luckily, we usually have like a couple of barbers who are like right at the graduation point that are, you know, they're already in shops and stuff like that. So they're already in that position of like, they kind of have a good understanding. So they'll be walking around, or your instructors will be walking around, and, fortunately, I keep saying unfortunately, because I want to see that interaction. I really want to see that interaction.
Nah, you where say somebody, that shit with your chest. You want to see some fucked up shit happen?
I want to see somebody hair get fucked up.
Yeah, exactly. It's okay. It's like okay. You gotta let, because then you can be the one fucking up the hair, or someone else will be. Mm-hmm. And the reaction, like, that'll be an experience for everyone to experience, even 100%. If it's not you giving the 100%. Haircut, because like that will remind everyone what is at the end of the road if you're just fucking around in this industry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The one day you just fucking around, you're just cocky as shit, and then you fuck up someone's shit, you fuck up the wrong person's shit, and there's that lesson of that happened that day. This dude just flipped over a fucking table or got in a barber's face, like, what the fuck you doing here? You need to fucking get the fuck out of the barber, and blah, 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 you know?
Yeah.
That's that shit that just kind of needs to happen so that everyone remembers why they're here and what can happen if they just keep fucking around. You know what I mean? This isn't just... For some people, this is kind of like it for them. And then for other people, this is just a big milestone that they're going to take on. And then for others, this is just something they tried half-assed, and then they're going to go home with it. And they're going to sell their clippers on OfferUp. Bro, sell it to Rafi.
Please.
Sell it to Rafi.
I'll take them. If you got some good clippers that you're not using because you decided no longer to be a barber, I'll gladly take your clippers and trimmers. If you got a good shaver, I'll take that too.
Good shaver. Never sleep on a good shaver, man.
No, bro.
I have like 3 shavers, and my favorite one is always one. It's this little gold Babliss that I've had for like...
You don't like the Stylecraft one anymore?
That one's okay for kids. It's not too aggressive on the skin. Okay. That one's not too aggressive on kids. Like, especially if they got like... Especially in the nape area.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? They're so sensitive back there. That one's... It's a real light one, but it's not really meant for like going in there and getting down, getting a skin fade line out. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's just kind of just for some little light detail and work on a kid.
Hmm.
Good. And it's wireless charging too. I love that one.
That's what I was about to say. That motherfucker probably come in clutch with
bastards,
that shit.
These bastards aren't even paying me to say that, unfortunately.
Wow, dude. Fucked up.
I just gave that away.
Wow. Damn, hey, but look, Stylecrafter. Who makes Stylecraft?
Stylecraft, Gamma, Stylecraft.
Grant Gamma. Yeah, you want to sponsor us? Please hit us up.
Sponsor Rafi.
Sponsor both of us.
Sponsor Rafi.
Sponsor both of us.
Send him all the free clippers.
We'll take the clippers. We'll take the trimmers. We'll do reviews on them. We'll do whatever we need to do to, you know, promote y'all. Help us promote us.
Okay, tell me your favorite trimmer right now. Which one is it?
I like my Andy's T-line.
They're good shit, right? I love them. Good shit. Just wait till you... I don't know if you skeletoned them
yet. I didn't skeleton them because like the screws...
Damn, that means you're going to love them more whenever... Yeah. If and when you do that. Yeah.
They're not even zero gap.
They're not even zero gap? Oh, bro.
I didn't zero gap them.
Oh, man. They're good. And they're corded, right?
Yes.
Oh, my...
The only problem... The only thing I don't like about the corded ones is when I'm doing behind the ear stuff, that cord gets in my damn way.
Yeah, yeah, you gotta like...
And I'm learning the finesse part of how to finesse it a little bit.
And then in between clients, maybe unplugging it from the wall, stepping on the cord, and then just kind of like unraveling it a little bit. So that way you're not fucking all twisted up by like the third client, you're just doing bullshit.
Oh, that's actually very... I didn't even think about
that. Just unraveling that bitch. There's actually cords to put on the cord to keep it like from curling up.
Oh, to keep it straight?
Yeah, yeah, you gotta check on WB Barber. WB Barber, who are also not sponsoring us to say that shit.
Yes, why did I just do that? Iron Barber Supply. They actually have some really good stuff.
Yeah, they got great
bundles.
Shit.
Iron Barber?
Yeah.
Iron Barber Supply? Bro, they have some great bundles, too. I was looking at some... Bro, they have these... this Babliss set. It's the white and gold ones.
Mm.
Dude, those are so sick, but they're sold out.
Yeah. Yeah, those were a limited edition thing. The white and gold ones. Those were the original ones. I remember when that came out.
Dude, those are so beautiful.
Yeah, they had like a red and gold one, the Hawk edition. I met that guy at BarberCon.
Really?
And then Stay Gold was the black and gold one.
Those are nice.
They did the little sets, and now I think it's just it's no longer called those limited edition ones. Now it's just like just like custom FX.
Whatever. I've been looking at the Babliss, the Ferrari ones. You know, the FX series.
The clippers or the trimmers?
The trimmers.
Oh yeah, the ones that are like Andy Slimlines.
Yeah, I like those
a lot. I like those a lot. Anthony has the shaver. Anthony has the shaver. Do you like the shaver?
I have both of them.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I don't like the clipper though. You remember the Volaire? The Volaire was it's that red looking clipper. Stay away from that one.
Okay.
Because they made something to that previously. It's called the Babliss Volaire. Not a fan.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even like the low pros. The clippers?
Oh, that was like their wannabe, like, that was like their copycat version of like the seniors.
Oh, the seniors?
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of those. I don't see the hype behind them. Even the trimmers, I'm not a big fan of.
But you know, they have their own version of the, Babliss has their own version of the corded outliners.
Really?
Yeah, they gave them to us for free at BarberCon. You can have them or use them or whatever the fuck. They're sitting in the closet.
Okay, I'm gonna check them out.
Yeah.
I'm gonna check this out. But you kind of go back to what you're talking about. The worst day was my first full week of barber school. It was a Monday, and I had just came back from Colorado, and I had this live resin pen that I was puffing on. Yeah, but it was a sativa, so I was having a head high. I was having a great day. Then this one motherfucker had this indica pen, and I hit that, and my body started vibrating. Bro, I tucked off into a corner, and I just sat in this chair shaking. I was just shaking, bro. Like, I was cold. I was hot at the same time. I was sweating, but I was cold. My body was shaking. I had to. They told me, look.
Who's tweaking? What is that?
Bro, I was freaking the fuck out. I'm having all my fears and my insecurities are coming in. Like I'm going off the rails, and I just hear them. Yeah, we might be leaving early. This is what they said. We might be leaving early today. I took my shit and I just said, all right, have a good day, guys, and I left. Bro, I went home. I got home and I took a nap. Dude, I took a nap. I went to sleep at 2 o'clock. I didn't wake up till 10 o'clock.
Shit,
and I was still high.
That was probably some good sleep, though. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, dude, it was great.
Dude,
it was beautiful.
Yeah, for whatever reason, I'm really shocked, but also laughing because, like, I guess I assumed your tolerance level was much higher than that.
I'm a lightweight. I'm a fucking lightweight.
He's like, I'm a cheap date.
Hell, oh, dude, yeah. I'm lightweight as fuck.
Hell yeah, nice.
It's beautiful, nice. Though. Like, man, I saved so much money on.
But, like, you know, you slept really good, I'm assuming, because you woke up, right, and then you were just like, fuck, and then you went back to sleep,
I bet. Oh, yeah, I smoked a little bit more and went back to sleep.
Fuck that indica pen.
Yeah, but then I decided, I was like, from that day on, I'm not smoking weed at school.
That's probably a really, you know.
Yeah, but I'm glad I got it out the way the first week.
Fuck it.
You know what I mean? Before I started even cutting, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm good. I don't want to do this. Nope, this is not for me. I'm not. There's people that will literally come in to school, like, they'll literally get to school, clock in, be in there for like 10 minutes, go out, smoke a blunt, come back, smell like weed, and then cut hair. And I'm like, I don't know how y'all doing it.
Some people need that shit, man. It's crazy.
I don't think they need it. No? I think they depend on it.
Ooh.
I don't think anybody needs weed.
Ooh.
Like, in terms of, like, to be able to do day-to-day shit. Ooh. You want it. You're addicted. Just admit it. You're an addict.
Talk your shit.
You're an addict. It's okay. We all have our addictions. Yeah. We all do.
Yeah, no. I hear you, man. I hear you.
Like, but...
Fuck.
Bro, I remember when I used to go to barbershops and they'd be taking shots of Hennessy in between cuts.
Dude, yeah, man. Good times.
Hennessy shots in between cuts is a dangerous combination.
Yeah, man.
Because dark liquor always brings out the...
Was this like... Were these like your childhood shops that y'all would go
yeah,
to?
Yeah.
Bro, I remember my childhood shop. The first fade I ever got. And he still cuts the hair to this day. He still cuts hair to this day. And, I think he's old. I think he's partially the owner of the shop now at this point. Southern Comfort over in Pasadena. Birdo. Man, and they even started like the barber battles and stuff. Oh, not him, but one of the younger apprentices at the time. Well, he's a dope barber now. He goes by June the Barber.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. He started Clipper Beast. And he's sponsored by Monsters now.
Yeah.
Bro, because I used to always go to Birdo, and like June was essentially in your place at the time. No one would even try June out. And like,
June
now,
bro, cold.
June's crazy cold.
June is cold.
Sponsored by these big ass companies and dude, having these freaking, what is it? The
Beast Battles?
The Beast Battles. Yeah, bro.
Bro, when I went to that Beast Battle, you told me about, like, when I was like first week into barbering.
Yeah.
Bro, the dude had a fucking Rolex on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, bro. Oh, you know, it's... there's subtle flexes in their outfits. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, his outfit's probably... Like, his shirt and shorts, right? Like, very standard. And he got, like, $700.
But it's a little, little things that you...
Or a Cartier bracelet.
You know, just, like, little minimal shit that you wouldn't think cost a lot.
Hey, yes. That's one thing about barbering, though. That shit would get you so much free money to be able to play around with, to do other shit. You know what I'm saying? And if you got your money right and your investments right, cool, get that shit. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
People sleep on that shit. Yeah. But, well, like, I can't blame them either because, like, the standard barber comes on to barbering, you know, broke.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean?
100%. And
little to no financial savvy. So it's just like, I got money. Let's spend it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Bro, you know what I also thought about? I thought about getting, like, my CPA license. Like, there's, like, little tests and stuff like that you could take.
Yeah.
I forget the name of the test, but then you can be, like, a financial advisor.
That'd be real fruitful for you and anyone, any barber that would trust you to do their taxes.
And not just do the taxes, but to be like, hey, like, this is how you should diversify your income. You know, like, if you're making X amount of money, put this much amount for your taxes out. Take this much amount for your, you know, like, put this into your investments, put this in your bills. And then you have $400 a week that you can, you know, or that's if you're, like, really killing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is your play money to go do whatever the fuck you want to do. But take care of your necessities and shit that's going to set you up for 5-10 years down the line. Because let's be real. If your end goal at the end of the day is to still just be cutting hair, you know, in 10 years from now, and you're just starting off.
It's hard on your body, man.
It's very hard on your body, man. And it's like, you really got to want more for your life. Like, and you know, a lot of people will say, like, oh, I want to have a barbershop. Why do you just want to stop at the barbershop, though?
I would do, like,
what. Why don't you want to own that strip center?
You know what I mean? Or, like, if anything, if you're going to do anything, I don't fucking know, man. I would rather go, like, the barber college route.
Because, that's, like, consistent revenue.
And that's just, and then, also, no one's doing it. Not many are doing it professionally. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like an actual college.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you remember college, like actual college?
No, I went to community college and I dropped out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you just okay. But that format and the infrastructure there.
Like where they give you like a syllabus and
signing up, you know, and like the way it all works and stuff, like giving lectures in the morning and then, you know, going out on the floor and doing, you know, doing the practical part of like your day.
Is that something that you see yourself doing?
Hell, not right now.
No, let's say 15 years from now.
Man, I don't know. It really just depends on how this all plays out. I wouldn't be opposed to it as long as I run the show. But, man, it's just because there's so much opportunity there. I mean, Steve Harvey's barber, actually.
He has a barber?
Steve Harvey has a barber.
How does Steve Harvey have a barber? He's bald.
Yeah. Head shaves, baby. Yep. I actually met one of his barbers as well. He has
multiple barbers?
Yeah, no. Well, one of them was A-Rod. He used this dude named A-Rod. Maybe y'all know him, if not. He was telling us about all the times he did his hair and stuff like that, gave him head shaves and whatnot. But like Steve Harvey was going on telling everybody like his hometown barber and who he helped come up after he came up. He owns like, I think, on their home side town of the state, I mean, of the country, owns about like over 20, 30 like barber colleges.
Wow.
His net worth is just like, you know, up there in the millions, you know, as you can imagine. That's just what he's willing to admit that he's made, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, you gotta remember how the game works.
So when you're planning your future, right, do you like set your goals for like 6 months, what you wanna accomplish in a year, where you see yourself in 5 years?
I have overall goals.
Gotcha. So you don't like
I have some good, I have a good goal. I keep the number of my long terms as how many fingers I have on my hand, because I don't know what the fuck's gonna happen tomorrow or next week. We'll count it a finger today. And you know, I'm not sure what the fuck's gonna happen next week.
100%.
And so like shit changes every day. Before you know it, there could be another fucking pandemic. I plan to be freaking licensed and in a shop working full time in 2019. In the beginning of 2020, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Man, the whole damn country shut down. I didn't have anywhere to take my practical. I was working at Target, taking cuts at the house. You remember coming to the house and just studying when I could, waiting for the proctors because they didn't have any proctors to, you know, go in there to have the in-state practicals. And what practical days they did have available, booked up. I'm over here in February looking for some practical days. The country gets shut down. They open them back up in like May. They're not in any available spots till about like I think October.
Damn,
crazy. And you know what? And I didn't even book in October. I was like, damn, I was so discouraged at that point. And then I checked like July, and then something popped up in August, and I was like, okay, I guess someone fucking canceled their point. I just booked that shit, put some money down. But like, bro, it's hard to be able to plan in this industry. It's hard to plan things to get it all right, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, you're never gonna get your plans all right.
You know what I mean? Just because shit changes so much in life, 100%. And that, not just in this industry, but just in life in mm-hmm. general. So I always try and keep like my long terms as many as I fingers, even including the thumb, on my hand, because you know, shit can just flip overnight, and maybe for the best too, because maybe better things will happen, and maybe this finger can now be laid down. Versus it being a 20-year goal thing now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. exactly. But so, like, what do you envision yourself? Like, do you have a vision in what you want to accomplish? Or what do you want out of life?
My now goal is to just be fully booked out of my studio.
Okay.
Be busy as much as I can on those days that I'm there.
That's coming.
You know what I mean? And that's good enough for me to just set aside money. I don't know where this economy is heading.
Horrible. It's going to crash really bad.
Exactly.
It's going to crash really bad. Exactly. It's gonna
and get I worse. Always try and be optimistic about things. Like, oh, you know, maybe it'll get better. Just because, like, you gotta have that spirit to just look forward to things, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just depressed. So, like, I always try and look for, like, oh, you know, maybe it'll get better. But, like, I'm low-key. I'm just like, but let's set some money aside because I don't know what the fuck's going to happen tomorrow.
100%, bro.
Literally, man.
You have to.
So that's, like, my other thing. And then just... Overall, keeping an eye on the house market too. That's
what I'm looking at right now. My goal for
it's looking like it could crash, but
no, it's gonna crash.
We
because the way the interest rates are going right now, man, with this market, it's at 8.4% right now. If you buy a house right now, and the reason I know that is because I was looking at houses the other day, like literally last night.
Yeah,
I was looking at townhomes and shit, and the interest rates that I was seeing was 8.4%.
I'll be doing that too, like 3 a.m. I'll be looking at $1 million houses. I'll be like, hell yeah. Cries in Spanish.
Another thing that I'm looking at is land. I really want to buy some land, and then Home Depot sells these tiny homes.
The $43,000. Yeah, man.
You know exactly.
You saw that? Come on now, America. Anyways. So yeah, $43,000. Nah, man, that's a really good deal though. And you can even buy a shipping crate. Like it's a shipping crate.
Yeah, essentially.
They got that idea.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Anthony were talking about that like back in 2020. Like, fuck it, we just own land. We can just put shipping crates on there and hire some people out to go make that bitch livable. You know what I mean?
And think about it. Like, you buy 2 acres, right? And that shit might, depending on what area you're in, like Santa Fe or maybe like Kima. Not even Kima, but like Santa Fe area.
Mm-hmm.
You could get 2 acres for maybe like 170, 180, right? And then if you're able to get like two of those little tiny homes from Home Depot or Academy or whatever... And bro, you Airbnb them motherfuckers out. Shit, you could easily bank like on the lower end, bro. Let's just say low end, right? $2,500 a piece.
Yeah.
One of those is gonna cover your mortgage for the land and for the tiny homes, and the other is just like free money for you to do whatever you want.
Yeah, man. Like if you own, like let's say you own like a wide, let's say you own a widescape of land and it's alongside the, man, if you had it alongside the hill country, just those good views. Mm. Build. You just gotta put like a little bullshit pool, and don't offer them Wi-Fi. This is your way of disconnecting from the internet.
Just like you know that what place, I mean? The yurt place that you went to.
Yo, yeah, though the yurt, bro, the disco domes. Y'all check out the disco domes,
dude. I was trying to look at those, and they were booked out.
Yeah,
the way up until like May of next year.
Yeah, dude.
And I was looking at these probably in August.
Yeah, dude.
Like, isn't that when you went? August was it August?
No, or? I went in July.
July. So yeah, I was looking at it in August.
Yeah, it's a good time, man. It's a good thing. And they have it smart. They have it down to a formula because they actually have crate houses. They have a big plot of land,
mm-hmm.
and there's shipping crates like far east of the land, and then the disco dome was over here. They just built another disco dome. And then as you're driving down towards those things, there's these other houses at the Airbnb as well, like log cabins. And there's like a wide amount of space in between each of these little Airbnb spots. So like everyone has like their own seclusion and privacy. And I'm like, yo, this guy's doing it right. And I checked out all these other locations, these little properties he Airbnbs out. Fucking, he's booked out. For every location was booked out for the next 3 months. I was like, that's insane. And really all they got to do is hire someone to show up to these places and clean them up when the tenants are done, right? Yeah. That's it.
And I mean, if you know somebody that like it could do, you could get somebody to do it in-house. Like for a situation like that, what I probably would do is like create like a subsidiary that is like a cleaning service. Right, for inside of like part of your business, like that's a subsidiary where it's a cleaning service that you're offering. So your cleaning service is charging your company that money. So you're literally just moving money around. You're not losing.
That's a good way to address that. Yeah, you are just technically moving money around.
And
that's
the thing is like there's so many loopholes when it comes to like businesses. Another thing that I learned is like if you have an S corp and it's based out like in Puerto Rico, and you have an LLC in the States, what you could do is the intellectual property of your LLC is owned by the S corp that is based out in Puerto Rico, right? And since Puerto Rico is not a state, it is a province of the United States. They don't have the same income tax laws as the states do. Mm-hmm. So their income taxes are different. So you, instead of paying like 8%, 9% or whatever income taxes, depending on your state, now you're paying maybe 4-5%. So you're saving thousands of dollars just by doing that. And if your intellectual property of the LLC is owned by the S corp, right, then you can just funnel that money into there. That's
fucked. Crazy.
It's bro. This is how billionaires do it. This is what the billionaires are doing right now. That's why like you see all these shell corps and like in the Caribbeans or in you know like in Guam or Puerto Rico. A lot of these people like as long as you're spending 51% of your time in those jurisdictions, you can constitute that as essentially a write off. I guess. Now this is not financial advice. I'm not a financial advisor. I learned this on YouTube.
These are all ideas.
Ideas. This is useful nonsense. This is useful nonsense. That's it. That's really it.
That's it.
Yeah.
You gotta be careful with that sometimes.
Bro, I know. That's why I did that.
That was good. No, that was good.
That's why I
did
that disclaimer, bro. Yeah.
ASMR.
Okay. All right. Man. How's your week looking this week?
This week is going to be good, man. Like I said, I start the volunteering stuff mm-hmm. on Tuesday. Then this weekend, I'm going to be out of town probably till Sunday. And then I just saw right now that we don't have school on Sunday next week. So I'm going to be chilling. We're just going to have like online shit that we probably going to do, like book work or some whatever.
Oh, good. Recharge.
Yeah, bro. It's going to be perfect. Especially coming home from out of town on Sunday. I was planning on going straight to school from out of town. So this is going to be even better because it's going to allow me to just to relax, take Sunday as my day, get a workout in. Speaking of that, man, one thing, I know you said you like going to treadmills and stuff. Bro, I love going for morning walks.
Okay.
I don't go for runs. I go for walks, but I go to a park. And I'm outside in nature, and I'm getting my heart rate up. Bro, it's the best way to start my day. Listening to an audiobook or a good podcast, you know, and just walking through the trails and even just like turning your music off and like taking your headphones out and just being alone with your thoughts.
Rocky, you know? Build different, man. I just straight up just need to run and just cry.
I'll
just be like, you know what I mean? Because it's so relieving to just run in the morning and then maybe cry a little bit. But mainly to run, and just because, man, especially if you don't eat or, you know what I mean? You don't eat anything in the morning.
You're doing fasted.
Yeah. No. Damn, oh, shit.
You're doing fasted cardio? I should have missed
it. Yeah, I had to. I mean, I got to, man, because like you just feel it more. I don't mm-hmm. know. I can't really explain it other than just it feels great. Yeah. It sucks. If you really sucks, like you really do, like internally be crying and maybe a little bit on the outside. But you know, overall, you know, getting those 2 miles in every morning, every 3 days a week at the minimum, yo, you're doing yourself a big favor in the long term.
Damn. So you really like running?
Yeah, man.
That's your shit.
Man.
Because you're Mexican?
Probably, bro. I stay running from like my problems. But anyways, you know, we're gonna avoid that, and that's why we got Twisted Tea today, baby. They did not.
Also, I'm not drinking alcohol for people that might think, like, oh, this is liquid death. This is a water.
It's alcohol.
No, I don't drink alcohol. Haram.
It's alcohol.
Haram. Don't. I disapprove.
Alcohol.
Haram. Gotta let these people know, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
But nah, dude, like running is the runner's high that they talk about. Have you ever experienced runner's high?
That's probably what it is. That's probably why I like it so much. Whatever that is probably what I'm experiencing. Because I just feel great. And I'm just like, that's what I needed. And then I can handle these assholes in case they show up late to their appointments. And I'll just be like, hey, what's up, bro? You're late as fuck. I can't get you today. I got 6 minutes. I'm saying it with a smile this time. I feel better about it. You know what I mean? Versus just like, you know, oh, bro, you know, oh, I can't bro, get you, man. Can't get you today. Can't get you. I'm just like, hey, what's up, man? Yeah, you're late as fuck. You can rebook for tomorrow, you know, just with the highest energy.
Yeah.
And it's because I ran in the morning.
It's so funny you brought that up. I learned this technique in sales. When you're giving somebody a bad, like, something like bad news or some shit, do it in a high tone, high pitched voice, like where you're excited about it. Excited in terms of like, not like, oh, you know what I'm saying? It tends to like disarm them. Like in a friendly tone, yeah. It tends to disarm people.
Middle school me is on fire right now.
What do you mean?
All the time I've ever been curved, it was always in a high tone. Yeah, you know, I don't really like you. And I'd be like, okay, that's fine. You know what I mean? Like, I'll take my L. 13-year-old me was like, I'll take my L today. It's fine.
Bro, getting rejected in middle school was like the worst.
Yep, and then you turn around and listen to the most depressing music ever.
Oh, bro.
That was my life, man.
Dude, bad. I loved it.
I was freaking listening to, like, freaking, goddamn Genuine and stuff like that. like
showed your age.
You know, and little me was like, little me thought I was getting pussy, but like I really just got a hug in between third and fourth period. You know what I mean? That's where I thought I was.
Were you one of the let me get a hug guys?
Oh dude, hell yeah. But they always gave the ass out howling. I was like, no, I want the real thing. No, actually I was too introverted for that. I'll be honest. I was way too introverted to be on that level, but
bro, maybe remember, in another life. I remember there's always these dusty dudes that all the work. I don't get a hug. I don't get a hug. I don't get a hug.
They always had bad hairlines.
Oh my. The, bro.
They always thought they was the flyest motherfuckers ever. They swore. They wore like the Shaqs. They were like,
hey man, listen, I wore Shaqs. Listen, I wore Shaqs. Hey man, he chill like, out in the Shaqs.
Oh
man.
No, he's talking about him, hey, bro. Man, no.
I was a dusty dog. I was a dusty.
I can't get no hug.
Nah, I never asked for hugs.
Suddenly the tone got lower.
You know, I could never bring myself to ask somebody for a hug.
It's all good, bro.
I think it's because my dad was into my life like that.
Yo, what? Same bro. Oh fuck, I'm red as fuck right now. God damn. Anyways. crying in Spanish. God damn.
Crying in Spanish?
Anyways.
Coco. Mama Coco.
Damn.
And did you cry when you saw Coco?
Man, I've actually never seen Coco.
You've never seen Coco?
I've never seen Coco.
All right, bro. This is your assignment for tonight.
Be watching Coco?
You got to watch Coco. You got to watch Coco on that big-ass screen you got right there.
Damn, man.
Yeah.
We'll watch Coco. I'll watch Coco tonight.
You say we?
Yeah, me and my personalities, bro. Okay. Me and the girl that never hugged me.
Oh.
Cries in Spanish. No, okay. We're going to leave that topic alone.
Heartburn.
Yeah, man.
Heartburn. You got acid reflex, too?
Bro, I do.
Heartburn, man.
Yeah, man. I do. You are drinking alcohol, so I mean,
hey, dog, why are you saying that?
Yeah, man.
Liquid Death, sponsor us. And Twisted Teas as well.
Twisted Teas.
Because y'all getting free shout-outs, bro. Like, y'all getting free airtime.
Did you see their viral video of that dude smacking someone in the head with a Twisted
Oh, bro, tea? That shit was crazy. In the gas station, right?
It was the white dude that was calling him the N-word and he was like,
oh, bro, it was funny because he fumbled it at first.
He literally tried to twist it. Yeah.
And it fell out of his hand, and the dude tried to kick it, and he picked it up and just smacked him. I didn't know you could smack somebody that hard with a can.
Bro. It's like our previous one. It's all a matter of how much you fuck around. It's how much you're gonna find out. That's today's episode, baby.
Are we wrapping it up? Are we wrapping it up on that?
That's y'all's assignment for tonight. I need y'all to, for as much as y'all are trying to find out, I need y'all to just fuck around a lot more. And the more you fuck around,
the more you find out, baby. And on that, we gonna end this. Because we're going to have a little over an hour now. Dude, it's been over an hour already.
It's been over an hour, baby.
I can't believe that shit.
This Twisted Tea feels great.
This Liquid Death, too. Yeah. I feel very hydrated.
Alcohol. Anyway.
On that note, thank you.
Love y'all, man.
This has been Useful Nonsense. We'll talk to y'all soon. Peace.